Today is Monday, November 16th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. Well, this is the second time I'm recording this, because something happened with my SD card. And I went to transfer it over to the computer to edit it, and it said the file or directory was corrupted, and that's it. Had to record it again. Maybe I should come up with some kind of backup for when I'm recording these so that if something like that happens, I don't have to. I could stream it live on pride48.com when I record, and then it would get recorded onto the computer. I could do that. That would be something I could do, and then, I don't know. A second copy never hurts anything. So I'm recording it again because that's what you do. We did have a voicemail that I played on the last one. So I will go ahead and play that again. And let's see if I can do this. Here we go.
Hello, lovey.
Hello, fatty.
I know you're celebrating today.
Why am I? Oh, well, we got a second one. So I'm assuming this is a follow-up call from Fatty. So let's have a listen.
Lovey, your mechanical hung up on me, like the good old days in Walnut Hills. But anyway, I know you're celebrating because it's National Fast Food Day.
Oh, really?
Just wondering what you're stuffing in your pie hole to celebrate
How
that.
How dare you?
Was it a Chick-fil or whatchamacallit burger or what? Let us know. Thank you for calling. How do you hang up?
Let us know. Lettuce? Well, I did have lettuce on the burger that I had yesterday. Well, let me just. Gosh, I'm tongue-tied. Fatty, you got me tongue-tied. I don't know what to say. First of all, thank you for calling. I love it when I get contact, and I really appreciate when you take the time to call in and you thought of me. I did not know it was National Fast Food Day yesterday. That's when Fatty called, was yesterday on November 15th. But let me go through the weekend and we'll cover what I ate yesterday, and we'll see if it was suitable for National Fast Food Day. So on Friday night, we recorded Mix Minus, and I stayed up late with Daniel. By the way, you guys can come over on Friday evenings at 10 p.m. Eastern. We record Mix Minus, and we would love to have more people in the chat room. So by all means, everybody go to pride48.com, click on the little chat button and the little listen live link, and listen to us and play along in the chat room. So we did that, and then I went to bed. Mark always goes to bed before me because he is I wouldn't call him an early to bed sort of person, but he used to be when we met. I think he went to bed by 9 or 9:30 every night. And slowly over the years, I've worked him up to about 11:30 or 12 every night. But on Mix Minus nights, I'm usually up with Daniel until 1, 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning. Which is even later for Daniel because he's in Florida. But we did that. We had a good time. And it's interesting, though. I just want to mention, we have a listener who we call our executive producer. And I don't even know if he listens to Geeky Gay. And it's no offense to him, but it seems that he likes me less and less as the evening progresses. And I'm not really sure why. I don't know what I did to him. Because I don't dislike him, but especially this last Friday, as we got later and later in the evening, he was less and less friendly towards me. At one point, he said that Daniel should just mute me so they don't have to listen to me. I'm not really sure what I did. I don't know what I did. But anyway, so on Saturday, we got up and we did our workout. We got up and we went, and Mark had a haircut, I believe, if I'm remembering this correctly. I went back to sleep while he went to get his haircut. And then when he got back, I got up and we went and got kolaches from the local donut place because why not? And we had brunch and we watched a little bit of TV and then we worked out. We did our, you know, because it's always good to work out after you stuff your face with kolaches. And for those of you who don't know what a kolache is, so it's something that people in Texas are really, really, really familiar with. And I think they originate in Poland or somewhere. I'm not really sure exactly where they were. It might be Czechoslovakia. I'm not sure. But they're pastries, but it's kind of a donut texture. And normally they're filled with fruit. But when they, I don't know if they do this over in Europe when they make them, but when they got to Texas, they started putting sausages in them or weenies. So a kolache here is basically a big fat pigs in a blanket with more of a donut consistency to the bread. So we had those and that was good. And then we did our Pilates. And now the Pilates, so we're doing something other than P90X now. And the Pilates on this, everything has been difficult. I don't know. I thought if I could do P90X, I could do anything. And Kathy Bacon on Twitter the other day, she said I should be taking some vitamin mix called biotin or something like that. And I was wondering if it was related to all these aches and pains I've been having from working out, but I didn't do any research, so I can't really speak to that. Otherwise, maybe she just thinks, maybe it's also to strengthen my brain so I don't need to do, is it Sudoku or Sudoku? I never can remember. Regardless, we did the workout and my hips are so sore today from doing Pilates. It's so, like, I can barely walk today. We took a break yesterday, but for some reason the soreness set up this overnight last night. And when I got up this morning, I was walking like an old man. I can barely go up and down the stairs. It's horrible. So then we ran a couple of errands. We were looking for a Christmas tree and an artificial Christmas tree. And Mark was looking for a thimble and a hoop. He started doing cross stitch and he's doing a cross stitch for someone that he's going to give as a Christmas present. And so he was complaining that his finger was sore and because of pushing the needle through. And I said, well, I think that's what a thimble's for. I think a thimble is so that your finger doesn't get sore when you're sewing and you're constantly sticking, you know, having to push the needle with your finger, your thumb or your index finger. And so we went and looked for that. And while we were shopping, we looked at Christmas trees. And I had been thinking we needed a 12-foot Christmas tree. Or not needed, but we have really tall ceilings in this new house. I believe about 16 feet. And I was thinking it would make sense because I've had my current Christmas tree, or now our current Christmas tree, ever since I owned the house in Texas. And so I've had the tree for about 15 years and I only paid a couple of $100 for it at Walmart or somewhere. I don't remember exactly where I bought it, but it was pre-lit once upon a time, but the lights have gone out, so now I have to string lights on it, and it's starting to look a little bit more mangy and irregular, and so every year it takes a little bit more time to make it look good. So I was thinking it was time to buy another tree anyway, and we decided a good time to do that was when we moved into a new house. And so because of our tall ceilings, I was thinking, oh, I should get a 12-foot tree because why not? We have tall ceilings. But it's really difficult to find a 12-foot tree. There's only one, or most places we looked, they only had maybe one model that was 12-foot. And either I didn't like the ones that were on display, or the store that we looked at was out. So we went to At Home, and they had a couple of 12-foot trees. And one of them I didn't really care for, but the one I really, really liked, they were out of. And so I looked online and they won't mail it to you. They did have some in the stores, in their Texas stores, but they didn't have any in our local store. And we also looked at Lowe's because Lowe's.com had some 12-foot trees, but apparently they don't carry them in the store. So there was no way for me to look at them in person, and I don't know So I don't know. I may go down to a 10-foot. I'm going to remeasure again tonight, but it seems like we need to really make a decision soon and purchase something, because apparently this last weekend was everyone buy Christmas decorations weekend, and everything is sold out, just about. So I don't know. We may end up having to order something sight unseen. Just hope it looks good. So then after that, we went and had dinner at my parents' house. We actually bought P.F. Chang's Chinese food because my parents love it and we like it as well. So we got that and we went over there and watched a football game with them. Arkansas was playing and they lost. Ugh. And then we brought leftovers home. So this is getting back to the what did I eat on Sunday? Well, for lunch, we had P.F. Chang's leftovers. And then we actually had talked to my mom. She's been wanting one of these deer statue things that light up for Christmas. Not, it's not a statue, but they're like made of wire. And they had them at the at home. So we asked her if she still needed them, and she said yes. So we went back on Sunday, picked those up, and that's her Christmas gift. And we did our grocery shopping and everything, and we had something we needed to return to at home. So and I ordered IKEA furniture last night at like midnight. And that was about it. All right. Oh, I had Wendy's last night. That was my fast food. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.